make myself feel comfortable. So you don't mind if I speak without my shtayim, right? If you learn, I don't want to bother you. But if you're not in a Gemara, come on up front. Okay. Come closer for Hamish. Everybody's got to feel simcha. All right. So we're going to start this Lava Malka. We're going to start with the Nigun. Because we're going to warm up. You know, any athlete, you know, in sports, it's got to warm up before he starts the big game. Because you can't play unless you're warmed up. All right? So how do you warm up? How does a Jew warm up with a Nigun? All right? So since the women can't warm up, they'll warm up here. Say shakol, say a bracha, and warm up. Okay? You join me. This has come off. Yeah. How do you take this? There you go. Just right like this. Because what happens? I'm active when I darshan, and sometimes I jump around. So I need this in my hand. This is impractical to jump around with a golem here. Like somebody learned to dance, they dash with a broom. So we start. Yum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum 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 bum. Yum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum 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 bum. Yum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum 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 bum. Yum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum 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 bum. Yum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum 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 bum. Yum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum 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 bum. Yum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum bum bum. Ay ya ya. Everybody feel good? Good.
Yes.
Boch Hashem, Boch Hashem. Have you ever heard, we're speaking tonight, Mark and David asked me to speak about tranquility at the time of growth. Now, Bali Tshuvas, they are specialists in growth. You know why? Because Bali Tshuvas, David says, David called me the master of the military marshal. That's great. But really, I'm not the master of the military marshal. The Rabboni Shalom is. If you ever see in Chumash Bamidbar, it's all military shvach. Tzvaot Hashem, the armies of Hashem, Anshei Meluim, the reservists, Machane Yisrael, Degel Machane, it's like the whole thing of being in the army. It's all army talk. And so we're just continuing the mashalim that Hashem started. Now let me ask you a question. You have a king, and he's got a very dangerous mission. And he's got to go behind the lines of the enemy to kill the enemy king. Now, if he would do a frontal assault, he could lose 1 million soldiers. So what does he do? That's ridiculous. He takes one commando. He does a commando mission to put a commando behind the lines. And the commando's got to go in the king's palace. And the commando's got to pull out his Beretta, and at close range, blow the enemy king apart. So what does he do? Who's going to do this mission? Who's going to succeed in doing this mission? He's got to get the best and bravest commando that he can send behind the lines, and the guy's got the initiative to act on his own, and he's not going to give up And the king knows that amidst difficulties, he's going to find the way to go to the right, go to the left. And to be have faith is to persevere and continue and to accomplish the mission. So who's the king going to send? He's going to send somebody from the supply corps? You know, he's going to send one of the radio men, one of the drivers? No, he's going to send the best special forces commander he has. You know what I'm talking about? All of you people. All the neshamas right here in this shul are Ribbono Shel Olam's commando. And sometimes the Baal Teshuva gets down on himself and says, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam not give me? He didn't have another place in Bnei Brak or in Mea Shearim. Why did I have to break my cup and go through all the problems that I did, going against the stream like a salmon? Everybody's against me. My boss is against me. My mother-in-law's against me. My parents are against me. My own kids are against me. You know, or my boyfriend or girl. Everybody. Everybody's against me. Ribbono Shel Olam, you didn't have one more place in Mea Shearim. You didn't have one more place in Bnei Brak where I could have been born. No. But that is for the cooks and the drivers. You see, the neshamas that are born into Yerushalayim, that are born into Bnei Brak, and that are born into Mea Shearim, their neshamas, they have a tiny little correction. Okay? And their neshamas, they can't stand big pressure. But the neshamas that are born in Minneapolis, and in L.A., and in Passaic, and in Silver Spring, and Miami Beach, those are neshamas that have got to go way behind the lines. And they have to fight their way, and Ribbono Shel Olam knows that they're going to go, and they're going to kill the enemy king, the Yetzer Hara. And he knows these are brave, courageous, and capable neshamas, and these are the commandos of Ribbono Shel Olam. And a lot of times you will hear, I'm going to talk Hamish. I'm going to talk really Hamish because I feel at home. We're talking about Shuvah Shvach. These are things that I wouldn't say on the outside. But in Beyond BT, I'll say a lot of things that I won't say on the outside. Okay, because we're talking about Shuvah Talk. So a lot of FFBs will come and say, oh, no, you don't need to climb so fast. Oh, take it easy. What are you putting a shaitel on? You know, take it easy. What do you think you're going to learn in Koil half a day? What's he talking about? Hey, listen, you're a cook. I'm Special Forces. Get out of my way, man. I do things, you know, the cooks don't do what we do. The cooks, they don't learn how to dive 100 feet underwater. They don't learn how to jump out of helicopters. They don't learn how to jump out of airplanes. They don't wake up in the morning and go up in a C-130. It carries you out 15 miles into the water. And you get thrown out at 4:30 in the morning out of a plane with a parachute, and you got to swim back to shore with your boots and your parachute with clothes. It's not bathing clothes, and it's in the winter, and the water's cold. And this is what Ribbono Shel Olam, this is the training he does. And this is what we're going to talk about: tranquility and growth. What tranquility and growth? People think, "What Ribbono Shel Olam is killing me? Why is Ribbono Shel Olam putting 3 Mudei Krishna?" What's going on here? And it's very simple. Because in order to be, you know, I see the whole thing. I went through my particular path in life is just to show people as a mirror that I'm not me, I'm you. You know, we're brothers. We're brother and sister. We're brother and brother. Just like me as you. Okay? And there is not a person in this room that minimum, if you don't believe in miracles in Hashem, look, you're on the biggest miracle in Hashem. Because I was so far in the mud before I made Shuvah, you can't imagine. It's the biggest miracle. If the laser Brody looks like this, it's the biggest miracle. And anybody in this room could be laser Brody 10 times more. Alright? If laser Brody can make X amount of Bali Shuvahs in the world or do X amount of things in the world, anybody in this room could do 10 times more. You have no idea the fantastic potential. Why? Because I made Shuvah in Eretz Yisrael. I was so stupid that Ribbono Shel Olam had to put me through what was nearly a World War III in order to wake me up and make tshuva. And looking back, there were a lot of chances before that. And I wasn't smart enough to make tshuva until I really had the Malach HaMavis stare right in my face. Like you say, he was in my face. And I looked at my watch and I said, Brody, you got 90 seconds to live. Better straighten up. And there was nothing more than turning to Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, that's it. Nothing left to do. But you people over here in America, you weren't in Israel.
and you weren't faced with the Malach HaMavis, and you had the sechel and the courage to make tshuva, with everything that's going in northeastern, liberal United States in the 21st century, this is unbelievable. That's why I say there is not a person in the room that can't achieve at least 10 times more than what I've achieved. Okay, you can do it. You have the potential. And the thing is how to realize this potential. So first, let's see what the trials and tribulations, what we say, the Yisurim that Hashem has given all of us. So if you have a guy, he's walking down the street, and he sees this Israeli soldier, you know, with the red beret, the paratrooper beret, as in Special Forces, going on a black beret, and most of them don't go even in with insignia. In my unit, we didn't walk around with insignia, because we didn't want people to know who we were and where we were. Most of the time, walk in jeans and sweatshirts. But somebody that's walking, let's say a paratrooper, he walks with his red beret and his parachute wings, and he's got a unit citation, and people look, hey, this guy's cool. You know, this guy's cool. Hey, I want to look like that. Okay, so it's, you don't go into the army and then sign in and get your red beret and get your parachute wings. You got to sweat for that. You got to work hard for that. It's the same thing with the Baal Tshuva. Okay, I'm going to go, and I'm going to come from the Yetzer side of the fence, and I'm going to come to the Kedusha side of the fence. First, you got to go through basic training. Then you got to go through advanced infantry training. Then you got to go through NC school. Then you got to go through officer school. Then you got to go through company commander school. The Ribbono Shel Olam has an entire training program for his Baal Tshuvas. And that is what all the smacks in life are for. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not punishing by giving all the difficulties from the mother-in-law, the difficulties in Parnosa, the difficulties in educating the kids, the difficulties of being a salmon going upstream. This is all to make us stronger to do our job. And just imagine, I'll give an example. Now we're going to talk about how to be tranquil under pressure, under any circumstance. Okay, let's take two different people. One guy is walking on the street, and all of a sudden, somebody grabs him and schleps him into a gym. And he put him in a ring. And here this coach gets in the ring, and he starts, and he gets hit in the face. Hey, what's going on here? And he gets hit, looks, and puts your face. Boom! Hits him again. What's going on? Why are you hitting me? And he starts going, hitting the guy off the street. And they're hitting him, and they're smacking him. And the more this guy gets hit, the angrier he's getting. What did I do to you? Why did you grab me on the street? What are you hitting me for? Now let's take somebody else. We're going to hold the first guy. We're going to take the second guy. The second guy is a graduate of Rutgers. Okay, he was a Rutgers boxing. He's a contender to be on the U.S. Olympic boxing team. And he goes in the ring. He's competing to make the Olympic team. And U.S. Olympic boxing coach is testing him. Okay? So he's testing his guard. Boom! Hits him one. Test him again. Hits him again. Alright. Every time this guy gets hit, he's taking it lovingly. He's not even getting angry because he wants to make the team. Right? And he knows that if he withstands the hit, and if he can stay in the coach in the ring for 5 minutes, he makes the team. Okay? So he doesn't bother. The first guy has no idea why he's getting hit. The second guy knows exactly why he's getting hit. The first guy is angry, under pressure, tense, stressed out, completely, give me the Zoloft! Why are they hitting me? Hey, second guy don't want any Zoloft. He says, give me the orange juice. You know, I need the vitamin C. I need a protein. And it's the same with us. When we, as Baal Tshuva, look at our difficulties in life, that Hashem, the coach, is helping us do what we need to do, and we go through life tranquil. Now, from this night, remember this night, this is the Shatzer Zort site tonight, the military of his grandfather. So just saying, the same as Shatzer Zaydin, Reb Shalom Shatz London, who was a big tzaddik. Tonight, Chof Beis, Teves, this is your site. So remember tonight, the 22nd of Teves is the last night in your lives that you're going to worry. Remember this. No more worry. For the rest of your lives, you're not going to worry.
Because now that we know, I can elaborate on this, but there's so much to talk. And I would really spend with this group, we could spend 10 hours. There's so much I want to bring over and so much. But you have to boil everything down. Okay, but the most important thing in the time of growth, that all the time, and don't stop growing. Don't let anybody, especially, excuse me, any local Rebbetzin or local Rav, say, no, go slower. Only your personal Rav, only your personal spiritual guide can tell you go slower. Don't ever let a stranger go slower. Because what does the Parshas Teshuva say? Shuvu Ad Hashem. In other words, we have not finished making tshuva until we've got to Hashem. So some guys just said, hey, listen, Baal Tshuva, you know, go slower. What are you putting on a black hat? What are you buying a shaker for your wife? What are you doing this? Get out of here, buddy. Get out of here, buddy. You sell vacuum cleaners for the Eight Zahara, you're not selling my house. Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. Okay? Door-to-door vacuum cleaner. You're door-to-door salesman, the Eight Zahara. And that's Amalek. What's Ve'Kolcha? That Amalek cools down the Emunah. They cool down. Don't let anybody cool you down. A Baal Tshuva has to be on fire. Because if you're not on fire, you can't influence anybody else. There's a story about the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim has had his Mendel. Mendel was the Balan in Raden. Mendel took care of the mikveh in Raden. And the Chofetz Chaim used to tovel every morning. He used to dunk in the mikveh every morning before putting on tefillin. Okay, Chofetz Chaim, people say, Chofetz Chaim said, just like a Chazit Rebbe. Chofetz Chaim, not a day in his life went by without mikveh. So one day in the winter, he dunks the mikveh is freezing. And he says, Mendel, what's this? Why is the mikveh? Mendel had a little kettle where he would heat up water and then take buckets of boiling hot water and put it in the cold mikveh to heat up the mikveh. Okay, but Mendel says, Rebbe, I'm sorry, I didn't have enough wood. And the kettle is lukewarm. Chofetz Chaim says, Mendel, from a lukewarm kettle you can't heat up a mikveh. And my Rebbe, Mori Rabbi, the Melitzer Rebbe says, from a lukewarm yid, you can't heat up another yid. You can't do kiruv. Rabbi Noach Weinberg says, every Baal Tshuva should do kiruv. Everybody. Even if a person who's been a Baal Tshuva only for 2 weeks, he should be mekarev. A guy that's been that done tshuva yesterday, or hasn't done tshuva at all. Okay, we are all Hashem's commandos. The Baal Tshuva is all Hashem's commandos. Hashem expects from us, for everyone in his own neighborhood, this one in Patterson, this one in Ridgewood, this one in Passaic, everybody's got to do the work. Now, how are we going to get rid of worry? Because by putting worry aside, we can use our energy into serving Hashem. Right, now that we realize, and if everybody wants to realize, really, 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 now, everything that happens to us is for our best. You know, I'll give a plug. Okay, I'm soliciting. But the Trail of Tranquility, chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8. If you learn them and internalize them, then nothing will face you anymore. Everything is for the best. There are so many stories I can tell about everything Hashem does for the best. But we have to limit. Let's talk about worry. Because we want to put stress aside. And put stress aside. I don't want to hear about anybody in this group, any of the family, any family members, no shrinks, no pills, no gornish. Because what the shrinks do with the pills, and this is fire. It's like an epidemic in North America, especially in Jewish North America. I hear all the time about it. And one of my hobbies I love to do, I love to get people out of the hands of shrinks and out of pills. And the people that are saved, I can't believe it. So many people spend between $800 and $1,000 a month on a visit to the shrink and the pills. And it's ridiculous. Now, why do they take pills? You know, all the Prozac and the Zoloft and all that. When a person isn't doing what's best for his neshama,